Blog Talk Radio.
And good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the Hollis Chapman Show. Hey, happy Thursday to you. Hope you're all doing well, enjoying your wherever you're at, the weather, things going good on Thursday before the weekend show. And we have a special guest here today. She's a web developer. She's been working in the business for 27 years. That's awesome, developing great stuff for people. She's a, she's a mother by choice. That's a big topic, very important topic. You know, this world is how we live it and how we do things. You know, why does she choose to be a mother, single mother, by choice? So we'll ask her about that, and she'll talk about that. But that led to, her book. She's here to promote her new book, the picture book for kids, to see how things are, to see her, see what should be going on in their vision at a young age. Okay, so without further ado, let's welcome to this show, Joni Hallaby.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Thank you very much for joining us and appreciate it. Such a great topic, and again, in this world, and to me personally, it's like, we don't need to be in this world alone. We don't need to be in this world raising your own children alone, but some do. I was raised by a single mom and stuff like that, so I can relate to that. And I can understand that, but you chose to do things on your own, by yourself. That's great. So we'll talk about that in a second. Before we get into the questions, please kind of say more about yourself and your new book.
Absolutely. Thank you. So as you mentioned, I am a web developer. I've been working in the industry for more than 20 years now. About 6 years ago, I really decided that it was time for me to start a family, and I was not involved in any sort of relationship. And I decided, that wasn't really a requirement for me to start a family. And I started looking into how to become a single mother by choice. And I went to my doctor and went through, there's a whole bunch of prerequisite tests that you go through. And I went through all the testing, and I was so lucky to find, I found the anonymous donor that I really, really liked, and I was so lucky to get pregnant and have my daughter. And my daughter turns 5 this summer, and she is amazing. I'm so excited about her and her journey. And that is what led me to write my book, Sweet Little You. We are very avid readers in our house, and there are books, I'm not even exaggerating, there are books in just about every room of our house. And throughout all the books that we have, we were gifted a whole bunch of like welcome baby books, the traditional, oh my goodness, there's a baby in the house. That's amazing. We welcome you. And I noticed that there was this common theme through all of these books that, we are excited to have in the family and mommy and daddy. And it was always this pair of people, who are welcoming a baby. And it was very hard to see family in these welcome baby books. And that's really what inspired me to write Sweet Little You. Its focus is a picture book that welcomes a new baby into a family of a single parent.
Yeah. Very good. Are you preparing for the day we had the conversation with your daughter? Where's daddy? Where's his other spouse? Since you're big readers, you might have had the conversation already. But how's that emotion? How does that make you feel when you know that you're going to have to sit down and really have a great, extensive conversation with your little girl?
Yeah, I've been trying to prepare her. My goal is for her to never really remember that initial conversation. So I actually, the first time I told her that she was conceived using a donor, she was 3 days old. And it's just been nonstop chatter. And I know a 3 day old baby is not going to, everybody hopefully realizes that. But I wanted to get in the practice of explaining to her exactly how she came to be. And I never want her to have that, that aha moment of everything changing. I want our family in her eyes to be as natural as the traditional two-parent household. I just want that to be a very natural response for her. And I know she's going to have questions. She's already had questions. Actually, there was this really cute moment when she was about two where every male appearing person that she would see, she would call daddy.
Yeah.
And that was a lot of redirection. So I'm anticipating like the bigger conversation as she gets older and as she really, really realizes, a lot of my friends have a mommy and a daddy in the house, or maybe a mommy and a daddy in two separate houses, like whatever their family situation is, or like some of her friends have like a two mommy situation going on. And I'm anticipating like her, like really, it for her to click in her head that, there's only one parent. And I think there will still be that click, but I don't want it to be as shocking to her. And that's why we've been having this conversation. And she knows the word donor. She knows that there was a doctor involved. We actually call her donor bio dad to kind of distinguish from a dad who would be in the household or in like a regular human in her life.
Right. That's great. You know, with all things you've done, there are things you've seen, you prepared your daughter. You sit there and say, well, you know what? When I look and see, because you're a big reader and you want her to read stuff like that and see stuff, you said, okay, we don't have the book that I need to really help your daughter. So you said, okay, I want to create it myself. So tell us that process. How did it start? How did you sit there and say, you know, what was your ups and downs? What did it take you a long time? Bring us to that process where we said, okay, I'm going to write this book. I'll put this book together.
Yeah, it's kind of funny because prior to writing this book, I never really thought of myself as an author. Like, I've always loved to write. Most of my writing has been in blog form, and I'll either write technical articles or just articles about my life. I actually went through a huge portion of my blog where while I was conceiving and while I was pregnant, I blogged that process. But it never really hit me to write a children's book until I was inspired by all of the books that my daughter and I have in her collection. And a lot of the inspiration for my book came from those other books that we have. Like, there are so many Welcome Baby books, and I loved that sentiment. I was really hyper-focused on the plural language in those books. So it was sitting as kind of like a germ in my brain for a while, like a good year. And then one night it just hit me like, I have this idea. And I wrote the first draft in a night. And then I spent probably the next 6 months editing it. Because especially when you're talking about a picture book, every word counts and the meter of the book has to be right. And it's a very precise art. So it took, the initial conception was so, so fast, but it took so long to get through that editing process and making sure I was happy with every single word in that book. And then I was so lucky enough to find Lisa Wee, who is my illustrator. And I sent her the manuscript, and we chatted about just my situation, the inspiration for the book. And I mean, I still look at the book and smile. Like, she knocked it out of the park, the illustrations. They are so beautiful, and they perfectly fit my vision for what I wanted this to be.
Beautiful. Well, give us a little taste of, since it's a picture book, a few pictures. Start with your cover. Beautiful cover. Love it. And your title, talk about that too. And give us two or three pictures from inside the book to get us, you know, tease us a little bit with that. Because I said, again, picture book has got to be outstanding because that's the seller. So go ahead, talk about the pictures and your book.
Oh, yeah, exactly. So the cover has, under the title Sweet Little You, it has this photo, not a photo, but an illustration of a mother and her baby flying in this paper airplane. And they're soaring over a field, and it just gives me this vision of just adventure. Like these two people, a mother and her baby, are just going on this great adventure, and we don't really know what's going to lie ahead, but the joy on both of their faces in this illustration, like it makes it clear that they are very excited about whatever that journey is. And I love that feeling. Because that's the feeling I have with my daughter, honestly. Like it's, every day is an adventure. I see her, I look at her sometimes and I wonder, oh my goodness, how did you turn in from this baby that I had, and it feels like it wasn't that long ago, to an actual like little like person who has her own opinions and says some of the funniest things I've ever heard. Like she has some very interesting thoughts on different things that she sees in the world. And it really has been an adventure. And then you go through the book, and the books thematically, the illustrations, they're very rooted in nature. So all of these pages, it's very like pastel colored. All of the illustrations have the mom or the baby or the two of them interacting with each other in nature. And there are all these themes of, like there's one line, that actually it's the beginning of the book. Welcome little baby, sweet little you. I'm happy that now we're a family of two, and you see the woman and her baby in a tent beside these trees, and you see like the mommy tree and the baby tree beside this family, and there's this whole idea of sowing the seeds to create your own family.
Outstanding. You know, in our world, you know, we see it all over, see it all the time. You put your child to bed, you know, you can finish reading or you do some work, you do some cleaning. How do you stay strong by yourself? How do you stay strong? Because there's times. I mean, I'm a single person myself. There's times like, oof, I wish I had an adult to sit and talk to. I wish I had an adult to sit there and give me a hug. How does Joni stay strong? So because you chose this, so there's going to be some ups and downs emotionally for you. Not what you're doing as a mother, but as a female who maybe need a little bit of a hug, a kiss. How do you stay strong?
Yeah, that's an interesting question. So there are definitely ups and downs in my life. Everybody goes through that, I think. I've definitely had ups. I've definitely had downs. The pandemic definitely threw us for a loop because it threw off, I'm a planner by heart, and it threw off all of the plans that I'd had originally for when my daughter was a baby. And I thought, oh, we're going to go to all these places and we're going to have these great adventures out in the world. And I'm going to get her so used to traveling because traveling has always been a pretty big part of my life. And we ended up staying home for a good portion of her toddlerhood. And I'm very introverted. So some of those times were just kind of relaxing, like, oh, I don't have to leave the house. I don't have to put real pants on. I can put yoga pants on and I can be perfectly comfortable in my own house. And it's great. There were some rough times. I did, I was seeing a therapist for a while. And that really helped me, just to have somebody to talk it out with. Right now I am at a point in my life where I'm trying to plan for the future and plan for my daughter's future. And I've started seeing a life coach, and we've only had a couple of sessions, but she has been so enlightening and getting me to think about like the different things and the different goals for our future in a different way. And I get homework after all of these sessions. So I've been doing a lot of writing for my homework too. And that's been really helpful. But I've never, I've never really felt the need to have like a partner or like be married. Like that's never really been my priority. So I'm actually pretty happy single.
Very good. That's good. You know, you're doing things yourself. You're going and like, and as you're experiencing, they grow up so fast. I got a 25-year-old. They grew up so fast. You know, that from bouncing on your knee to this and that and doing youth sports and this and that, all of a sudden he's driving. You know, I freaked out when he started driving. He's like, holy smokes, you're driving already? I wish I could take the keys away from you because you're nervous. You know, he's, you know, and stuff like that. All the things that we went through and stuff, it's like, wow. Now, I know your vision. I know you're a dreamer. She's going to grow up. She's not going to stay a little baby forever. She's not going to sit in your lap. Are you thinking about what's she going to be doing for a relationship, for this and that, as it gets up, because it'll be here before you know it. What's your thoughts? Even though you maybe not expressed it with her yet, I'm sure you might be thinking about it. You know, okay, what am I going to do? How are we going to talk about this? Is it okay for her to date? Is it not okay for her to date? That's going to be a big conversation, right?
Oh, that's going to be a huge conversation. I mean, it's, I want her to dictate her life, but at the same time, when is it okay for her to date? And that's definitely something I've been thinking about because it feels, I don't know, it feels like kids are starting those conversations younger than when I and my peers started those conversations. And I don't know what the right answer is.
Right.
I mean, even now, so this is not dating, but this is the other day my daughter came to me and she asked, Mommy, can I get earrings? I want to get my ears pierced.
Wow.
And I'm thinking, you are four. I am not ready for that. And I know some families choose to have their kids' ears pierced when they're young or even when they're babies. And that, I think that's like a very personal family decision. I'm personally not ready for that. So I think I set the line for us at 10. Because I want her to really, really realize that this is a change to your body that you're going to make that is going to stay with you. And I just, for me, I just don't think a four-year-old make those decisions. but yeah, when it comes to dating, I will happily talk to her about dating, but I don't know what the right age is for that yet. That's still something I'm trying to work through.
I mean, your dating part, you probably get that okay, but wait when they start to drive. I mean, I still freak out when he's out driving because, you know, you see an accident on TV, this and that. It's like, oh, shoot, I think she was not my son because it's just crazy. I mean, again, so, you know, I think back and say, boy, I put my mom through a lot. Even though I played sports and I was a pretty good kid, didn't cause any trouble, stuff like that. So I was okay that way. But I can sit there and imagine what she went through as a single mom with four kids, and we're all out in all different directions. It's like, how do you go to sleep at night? It's freaky. It really is. So as she gets older, she wants to go out and, you know, be with friends. You ain't going to go to sleep. She walks back into the door. You know, it's just like, holy smokes. You know, again, my son's 25, and I still kind of do that, even though he lives 3 miles down the road. I'm still thinking that he's okay. We just had dinner last week. You know, we went out to dinner because it was his birthday, stuff like that. How you doing? You okay? Make sure you don't do this. Make sure you don't do that. He looks at me going, come on, Dad. 25. Give me a break. You're always going to be my kid. You're going to be always my little kid. So don't worry about that. But, yeah, so, you know, so you'll be looking for that. And it's hard. It really is and stuff like that. So bless you with that. And you do great. But, you know, you're thinking, you're dreaming, you have a vision laid out, and that's good. It really is good. Your book and stuff, what are you doing to promote, market your book? Are you going to children's things? Are you talking to mom and dads? What are you doing to really get that book out there? Or are you just starting to do that?
I'm really just starting to do that. So the book actually released last August. My book birthday is August 1st of last year. And we did a bunch of promotion around the book when it first came out, mostly online. I did a blog tour. was promoting it on social media, so Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. But yeah, it's really, my marketing efforts have really slowed down. A lot of it is due to just time and energy, because like I said at the beginning, I'm also a web developer. That is actually my full-time gig. So spending time with my full-time job plus spending time taking care of my daughter, it leaves very little time for marketing, which when you do it right is a separate full-time job.
Yes.
So my next step is really to start promoting it to schools and libraries, and just making sure everybody knows about the book. It's very important to me, especially for other single mothers, to at least be aware of the book, maybe read it. I would love it if everybody read it. I just want people to know about it.
You know, there's a lot of single moms out there. So, yeah, we definitely got to help get the word out there. You know, is it a real serious book, or is some funny things involved into it? Or how is it, you know, kind of give us a little bit of information about that. Is it something where you look at it and go, you feel real good inside when you close the book up, when you're all done, or it's a more serious topic?
It's kind of in between. Like, it's not... Not okay. A comedy book. It's more of like a sweet, I call it a love letter. It's like a very sweet love letter to your baby. And that's really how it's framed.
Yeah. That's good. Yeah. So that'll help out a lot. We just saw a news thing last night where out here in Arizona, we have an issue with homeless mothers. You know, this is going to be a big topic now. That's going to really sweep across the country. People talking about it, stuff like that. Homeless mothers who are, you know, first-time mothers out there on the street. You know, it's just amazing story. It's amazing and sad, stuff like that. But, you know, so, yeah, we just definitely got to get that word out there, because anything can help and be help if you're a single mother. You know, that bond is unbelievable. You know, my son and his mother is... You know, it's just like they're just inseparable. You know, after a while, I mean, he lived there for a long time. After a while, I said, "Son, you got to cut the cord too, and let you got to get out of the house. You know, leave your mom alone." Holy no! But he'll move back at the house in a heartbeat. But you know, that's the bond between a mother and child. That's outstanding. That's outstanding. Okay, Joni, at this time, please tell us, where do we go after the show to get your wonderful book and learn more about you?
Oh, yes. I am. You can go to my website. My website is at jhallaby.com, just J in my last name. My book is on there. My book is available pretty much wherever books are sold, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, a bunch of local independent bookstores, bookshop.com. I'm also still active on Twitter. I'm at Jay Hallaby on Twitter and on Instagram. And I'm also on Mastodon. So I'm on higheredweb.social, and I'm at Joni Hallaby there. So at Joni Hallaby on most social medias, wherever I actually have an account.
You know, I mean, again, I talk to a lot of authors, and most of them aren't as skilled as you are online. So that's a big credit to you. But I understand that being a web developer really breaks into your creativity mode, because you're creating for somebody else. So you make time for yourself. And once we do stuff online, like I do as well, we put ourselves secondary when it comes to online stuff. So I can kind of relate to that. That's all right. Yeah. Is there any authors out there that you kind of look up to and kind of like, yeah, I like to see what she does? Or is it, don't worry, is this kind of you're kind of lone wolf with what you're doing with this book now? Is there anybody you look up to as an author and what you're doing?
I don't really view myself as a lone wolf. But there are, I don't even know if I could pick a single author. We have so many books that we absolutely love. But there are... There are a bunch of books in the space of being a single mother, being a single mother by choice. So there's a great, there are a couple of great books that I love. There's one called For Mommy So Loved You, and it's by Lee James. And he does a great job of going through, like, the technical, not, it's not super technical, very, it's this mix of technically how did I, or how did somebody become a single mother by choice and that whole process. And that's a favorite in our house. I'm actually just looking through our bookshelves right now. We have so many good books. The books that I love to read to my daughter are actually the books that let me do just funny voices. I love those books, the ones that have, like, the very, very strong characters. And you can go back and forth. Like, we're a big fan of the Elephant and Piggy books. We've been reading. There's a series of crayon books. So we've been reading The Day the Crayons Came Home. Which is the sequel to The Day the Crayons Quit. And they're these very, very cute books. It's about a boy and his crayons and the adventures of the crayons.
You know, it
gives me some opportunities to do some really cute voices. Sorry, I cut you off. I'm sorry.
That's okay. No, that's okay. I'm just thinking out loud, really. But 2023. Actually, to be a single mother by choice is not a bad time to do it, because back in the day growing up, you know, as I get older and stuff like that, it would have got a little pushback. You would have got some people put your nose up to you saying, wow, she's single. She's trying to do it on her own. Have it been okay with you, with your friends, and with society as a whole about what you're doing, what you chose to do?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think I got really lucky in that regard, because I know not all single mothers by choice have had the same experience, but my family's been very supportive. My friends have been very supportive. And even just people who I meet who come into our lives, like friends from my daughter's school, when I tell them, like, listen, like, I'm a single mother by choice. There is no other parent in the picture. They've been a combination of supportive and actually a little bit curious, like, oh, my goodness, what is that like? Because it's more common than it was in the past, but it's still not super, super common.
Okay, Joni, we'll get to the final question here. Before we get to the final question, please tell us again, where do we go after the show to learn more about you and your book?
Oh, yeah, so I'm online, I am at Joni Hallaby on pretty much all the socials, Twitter, Instagram. I'm on Mastodon at higheredweb.social, and then at Joni Hallaby there. And then my website is jhallaby.com. And there's information about both my developer life and my book on there as well.
Outstanding. Final comment. You know, you can kind of expand as you like to. Is there more books in the works? You think you want to do anything? And plus, I'm doing some stuff where I got to office get some stuff on streaming and TV and stuff like that. Can you envision having some of your stuff put on streaming channels online, stuff like that? So this is in final comments. So kind of in closing, tell us about your thoughts in the future about your book or maybe something on TV.
Oh, wow. I've never thought about putting any of my stuff on TV before, but I have been writing a bit, mostly poetry actually lately. I've been writing a lot of poetry. There's one book that's more like a germ of a book idea that's more of an adult focused book, that actually stems from, I think I'd mentioned this before, when I was conceiving and then during my pregnancy, I kept a blog, and I've been toying around with turning that into a book. So that is still in the very, very early stages. I have an outline and some very rough sketches and words, and that's just about it for that one. But yeah, I'm definitely still writing. I don't know if if or when anything will be published. But I'll definitely let you know.
Please do. And again, a lot of us aren't the just a visual of reading. So putting something like this great on a streaming network is a good opportunity to do that. We'll also help get that word out about that too, you know, because right now, because I look at a lot of streaming stuff just trying to get ideas, I think this would be awesome on a streaming network. Talk about Single Mother by Choice. I think it's a great story, great opportunity to kind of educate others and kind of give them the insight about what it goes through to do that. So that's something for you to think about.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Thank you.
Yeah, Joni, thank you so much for joining us. It goes by so fast. I mean, it could have been a lot of storylines there, but again, I know you're here to promote your book, so we will help you put that on because we will add this show to our streaming network, and so we will help push that out there, put that story out there. So thank you. You have a great rest of your week, and I will talk to you real soon, okay?
That sounds great. Thank you so much for having me on your show. This has been a great conversation. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Single by choice. You know, I mean, I'm sure a lot of people, men and women, may be thinking about it. You know, follow up with Joni, see what it goes through, see what happens, because I'm sure, you know, you get nervous, you think about it, you not think about it, stuff like that. Well, you have a book to sit and talk about and read about it and look at it, but then you may need somebody to talk to. So follow up with Joni, see what she says, see if she can help you out, see if she can guide you, because it's a very, very big deal now. It's a very important thing now, very big topic, okay? All right, guys. That's the show for today. We do have a show tomorrow. Our special guest will be Susan Gold. She'll be here tomorrow and promote her new book. You guys have a great night. Let's close it up with a little music. Thank you for listening today. We'll see you tomorrow on Hollis Chapman Show. Special guest tomorrow, Susan Gold. As always, I'll see you.